Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Mark Zuckerberg, let's start the show off what everybody wants to hear about. Mark Zuckerberg.
Heard of him?
This guy's a legend.
Heard of him?
Techno-Putin, he's on fire.
So a few days ago, Threads rolls out, and it is a pretty much clone of Twitter, very similar type of situation. Mm-hmm. And it took the world by storm. I believe now it has over 100 million users.
Yep. Correct.
With no signs of slowing down. Obviously, Elon Musk was extremely disturbed about this, threatened a lawsuit. I don't know if the lawsuit actually went through yet or not, but has threatened a lawsuit, has made some interesting comments on Twitter about Mark Zuckerberg.
Indeed.
To say the least.
Indeed.
We thought Adam 22 was salty and Keke Palmer's boyfriend was mad. Who do you think was more upset this week, Elon or Keke Palmer's boyfriend?
Neck and neck.
Pause.
I'm gonna go with her boyfriend. He lost it
Elon
all.
Elon is irate. When you threaten to sue a day into a new product being released, you are in trouble.
No, it's game, set, match. So the question now, it's a variety of different questions, but one of the questions is Twitter over. So here's my take on this. I think that Twitter's in a lot of trouble. Earn Your Leisure, we've been on Twitter since 2019. I believe we have 90,000 followers. So in 4 years, we were able to climb. In 4 years, we were able to climb up to get 90,000 followers. We were on, been on Threads since, when did it come out?
Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, let's say 5 days. We've been on Threads for 5 days. We currently have 100,000 followers. So what took us 4 years on Twitter took us 4 days on Threads. Mm-hmm. Now, me personally, I'm not loyal to any social media platform. I have not gotten paid from any social media platform. Although I do think that an endorsement from Meta would be appropriate at this point.
I've been working on it.
Have not received the check yet. So I don't really have any dog in this fight, but I am in business and I do understand that you go where you get the most traction. It's common sense. So it's common sense. You go where the block is hot. And we have gotten more traction on Threads in 4 days than we've gotten in 4 years on Twitter. Which one do you think we'll give more attention to? We'll still be on Twitter because it's free. Why not? But that's Twitter's fault for not properly enhancing the algorithm, for not spreading the message, for not doing a variety of different things. Now, Threads is an interesting situation because, of course, they have a competitive advantage that Twitter doesn't have, which is Instagram and Facebook. So I've said this from the beginning. It's easier to build one company off the back of another company. It's the shoulder strategy.
Yep.
So now they build Instagram. They build Facebook. They build Facebook first, right? Then they buy Instagram. Then comes WhatsApp. Now they have a portfolio of social media platforms. They push people directly over from Instagram to Threads. They make it a very seamless sign up process. You keep your same name. Only thing you got to do is just, you know, log in. That's it. And then the Threads actually even go straight to Instagram if you want them to as well. Make it extremely easy for people to do it, right? That gives them a competitive advantage. Of course, they can manipulate the algorithm. This is what all these social media platforms do. The first 6 months is maximum exposure. TikTok did it the same way, where they're going to give you maximum exposure. They're going to give you reach because they want people to sign up. Of course, it's going to be discouraging if you put something up and nobody likes it. So now you put something up and engagement is crazy and everybody's like happy about it, right? And then at some point in time, they'll probably limit that. They'll cut that part off. But your goal as
1.5 billion people, they'll start to throttle it.
Yeah. Your point as an entrepreneur is to maximize anything free for as long as you can possibly use it. So right now it's free exposure. It's free now. Then they say, okay, if you end your profile, you got to cut your Instagram profile off as well. So nobody's going to delete their profile. Cause why would you want to do that? This at some point in time may go down as the death blow for Twitter. We'll see, but I just don't see the advantage of Twitter when Twitter is actually the same thing as Instagram, but with so many more advantages now that Instagram is partnered with Thread, they go hand in hand. So why would they have to go to a whole different platform and not reach a lot of people and do a variety of different things where now you can pretty much just go next door. It's like being in the same house. Would you rather live in the same house and go next door for your closet? Or would you want your closet on a completely different street?
That's more modern.
It's common. Mm-hmm. It's common sense.
Yeah.
Instagram has done this variety of different times. When Vine was popular, they introduced videos and killed Vine. When Snapchat was at its peak, they introduced Reels. Snapchat really hasn't been the same since. Still around, but it's not a major threat. When TikTok came out, they took TikTok's format, started doing those videos, and Snapchat was the stories.
Stories, yeah.
Snapchat, first. They took the stories.
And the animations inside of the inside of the
TikTok post. TikTok was the Reels. Mm-hmm. They did Reels. TikTok's still around.
It is.
Not sure if it's as popular as it was before, but it's still around. But Reels have helped Instagram. Now, they have done the same thing with Twitter. They have a history of copying and taking what's popular with no apology, with very few changes to it, and adding it to his portfolio. And like I said, it's easier because now the user would rather use all of these different things instead of one. This is the only time where they've created an actual new platform. All those other platforms are actually just integrated into Instagram.
The technology.
But But I think that it's an extremely impressive feat. I've been championing Meta for a long time. I said that Meta was not dead, and now it has climbed 150% over the last 6 months. And I think at some point in time, you have to have a conversation that Mark Zuckerberg, I believe, is one of the greatest CEOs of all time.
Was he placing in the top 10 or top 20?
I'm not sure, but he's up there. Because, I mean, a lot of, the criticism is that he doesn't innovate well, neither did Steve Jobs. So as a leader, you don't have to... Steve Jobs didn't know none of those ideas were his ideas.
The iPhone was his idea.
Some people say that it wasn't. There's data out there that said that it wasn't. But regardless, most of the ideas that made Apple successful were not his ideas. He was a great businessman, though, and a great marketer. So you don't necessarily have to come up with original ideas to be a great leader. You have to have your company reign supreme. And Facebook has reigned supreme for over a decade. And Meta, the metaverse didn't seem like it worked out. Didn't let that phase them. Stayed focused. Didn't listen to outside critics, and reinvented the company once again.
Mm.
Extremely impressive feat. One of the highest grossing revenues of all time. Top 10 company when it comes to market capitalization of all time. I don't think that he gets enough credit. And he's faced a tremendous opposition. He's faced opposition from Apple. He's faced opposition from the U.S. government. He's faced opposition from Elon Musk. And he survived it. So that's my take on the situation. Mm-hmm. I think that Threads is here to stay.
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to follow us on our Threads and follow Ian on his Thread account. And I think that there's one other thing that they took. They took OnlyFans model as well. So now they have the subscription. For Instagram, we'll see that. And I just we just started our subscription. What we're going to do with our subscription is just kind of stuff that we can't say stuff that we can't say publicly. So like I put something up on our Earn Your Leisure subscription, which I can't say that publicly. It's inside something that people might it's a little delicate situation. So that's how I think we're going to use it. But it's interesting. So, subscribe to our subscriptions. So they've also took OnlyFans model as well. They did a good thing with that because they said we're not going to charge anything for it, at least for the first time. So now they're going to try to get all the creators to come in. Mm-hmm. It's commission fee free. They're running one of the most impressive business models of all time while capturing everybody's data. Almost a third of the world's population. Yeah. A third of the world's population capturing their data. They've mastered the free model selling information, selling advertisement, and they've done it at an extremely high level. There you have it. I rest my case.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Yes. say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.